Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
SMU Mustangs football is on the ticket. SMU takes on Houston Christian at Gerald J. Ford Stadium tomorrow. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Brought to you by Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Are you taco curious? Join George and Gordon in extolling the greatness of Velvet Taco. Text Velvet to 22126 to register to win a $50 gift card to Velvet Taco featuring scratch-made tacos with global flavors. Over 20 unique taco varieties, now with 14 DFW locations and growing.
Thank you, DJ. All right. This is awesome. So, back in 2004, we had an event at the radio station, so 20 years ago. The event was called Ticket Stock. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
We have.
Yes.
I think they still do it.
Okay. I think they do too. So, back then, the rant was still in full effect. We had not yet started having children and were bogged down by life.
I think there were maybe 3 or 4 years left in the rant tank at that point.
Well, my kid was born in 05, and in 06, early 06 is when I pulled the cord. I was like, I can't do it.
Okay. Then maybe it was 07.
You said you were getting too old for this.
Getting too old for this. News. So... We were on the air from 9 to noon, and Ticket Stock started early in the morning, like doors opened at 10 or 11 o'clock, and we had guests all day like we typically do, and one of the first guests of the day, which tells you the pecking order of where he was at the time, was Dallas Cowboys tight end Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Dear friend of the show.
Dear, dear friend of the show. And I don't know when you started doing your thing with the, with him.
Oh, I'm positive that was attached to this.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he was here 03 to 05, and I'm pretty sure we did a show with him all 3 years.
Okay. So I know he had never talked with The Rant before, though. And so he does the autograph signing, and then he walks over to the side of the stage. And you can hear in this audio, I believe it's Jeff Catlin, our program director, talking to him saying, hey, thanks for coming. Thanks for being a part of this. And he's sitting there as we're finishing up a story about a murder-suicide in which...
But a funny one.
Yeah. In which a student cut the head off his teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
In California. Okay. And then the student drove down this highway in California, and Gordon's getting into how this ended up for this young student, while Dan is standing at the side of the stage. So just listen to the story wrap up and the very awkward just shutdown as Dan puts the headset on. Here we go.
Police found blood in the former student's car, which was left at the scene of his suicide.
Oh, no.
Where'd that take place?
It happened on Interstate 15 at 3:30 in the morning, his suicide.
And how'd he do it?
He parked his car on the shoulder of the interstate, took off his pants, took off his shirt, took off his socks, his jacket, folded them, placed them neatly on his seat in this car.
Uh-huh.
Took off his underwear.
So is he just in socks now, or?
No, he took off his socks, okay. Too.
He's totally naked.
Completely naked. And makes a beeline and runs straight in front of an oncoming semi.
No.
Oh, dear.
I appreciate you coming out here. Wow.
Decapitated.
Joining us now at Plano Center AM is Dan Campbell from the Dallas Cowboys. Please welcome a real-life Dallas Cowboy.
I love you, Dan.
Yeah.
All right, you pause it here. So here's Dan, long hair. This is back in the long hair, Dan,
When he was useful.
Yeah, Dan Campbell days. I mean, it was like, you know, almost mid-back. And this was also about 3 months after 77-0. The Oklahoma A&M game, the infamous game in which OU won 77-0. And so I thought it would be fun to lead with that.
No way.
Is Dan Campbell from the Dallas Cowboys. Please welcome a real-life Dallas Cowboy.
They love you, Dan.
Yeah, I hear it. Sounds real enthusiastic.
They absolutely love you.
I see an Aggie hat. There you go.
You like that?
Now, Dan, were you particularly impressed with the Aggies' performance against Oklahoma this year?
I was proud of them. They fought. They fought well. Why would we bring that up?
Especially because he's an OU guy.
Quarter. You know what? I will say this.
Go ahead.
I will say this. No, they didn't perform well. It was embarrassing.
We're on the air.
Now, Dan,
on the air.
When we're on the radio.
He said what the Aggies did in the fourth quarter was horse ass. Meaning the guys that were jumping around celebrating.
Okay.
And so he dropped a horse ass bomb. Okay.
You know what? I will say this.
Go ahead.
I will say this. No, they didn't perform well. It was embarrassing.
We're on the air.
Now, Dan.
On the air.
When we're on the radio, we don't normally use.
You can't use the word horse.
All right. I'm sorry. I apologize for all the kids.
It was donkey douchey.
Okay.
Say that.
He didn't run the score up. Stupid.
No,
didn't run
he
the score
did
up.
Not.
They could have scored 100 if they
wanted. They're trying not to score, and they keep scoring. It's just that's how bad we were. And then you get the two guys who were celebrating at the end on a tackle when it's 77 or whatever. Anyway, okay, that whole game, it really upset me. So that's
way to get off to a good start, Corbin.
Well, yeah, you're going to make him leave. He's about to walk
I'm
out.
I'm a Sooner fan, and I thought maybe that was a you know, he could issue a hot sports opinion on that game.
Well, he did. You got it. Yep. We didn't play well. It was embarrassing.
Now, Dan, you look kind of like Kid Rock who's had a healthy diet. I mean, you look like a kind of a healthier Kid Rock. Why the long hair? When did this trademark start?
I started growing it about 2 years ago.
With the Giants?
Yeah, with the Giants. I tried to grow it before a couple of times, and I reached a stage where it looked bad. And
we had kind of the Prince Valiant looking.
It probably doesn't look real good right now, but at that point when it reaches a certain length, I couldn't do anything well. I mean, it wouldn't even sit down. I had part of it up here, and the other was out here, and it was ridiculous. So I'd always cut it every time I reached that level. Well, so I finally made up my mind. I'm just going to let it grow. And
were you and Jeremy Shockey in a race so you could grow their hair the longest?
Well, everybody asked me that. I was growing mine before he was, so.
So he learned from you?
Yes, okay. He did. Of course, he cut his, so.
Did he?
Yes, he cut his last year before the season started.
Now, we've all been there with the long hair, and when you do cut, how old are you?
27.
I think I was about that age when I grew it out and then cut it when I was
Corby
like
had like really long hair, and it was gross hair too. It was like
he looked like Norman Bates' mother.
Yeah, he did. He would pull it back in a ponytail, and he had a part right down the center, so he either looked like Norman Bates' mother or Sacagawea.
Now, when you do cut it,
hopefully it's not for a court appearance like Corby.
Corby got brought up on some charges, and he needed a haircut to look presentable.
And so, Dan, when you cut it, you'll realize what a moron you were growing it out in the first place.
But,
my God.
He's a buff professional athlete. They can get away with it.
I know.
You couldn't.
I know I couldn't. But he'll know once he hits 30, which is the line of demarcation, he'll be like, good Lord, look how nice I look with my short hair.
Yeah, you'll probably look back and say, why did I want to look like white trash? That's what Corby told me to say.
No.
See, look, one of the problems I have, though, is I've got a pea head, all right?
What's so that?
I've got these wide shoulders, and I've got
your
a head.
Don't all guys have that?
No, I've got a head that looks like a peanut, man. I mean, my wife has a bigger head than me, all right?
Wow.
So the long hair kind of covers up the small head, And
so why don't you just get like a perm, kind of a fro thing,
well,
to make you look like you have a bigger head?
I've thought of that, but
do that.
Then, my helmet won't fit as well that way.
We're visiting with Dan Campbell of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I notice you're wearing a camouflage hat. Do you hunt?
Yes, I do hunt. I hunt, I fish, enjoy it. I love being outdoors.
You have your own property in Texas or somewhere?
Yes. It's actually family owned. So uh-huh. I grew up on a ranch, grew up on 2,000 acres. And so we still have that land. And
see, now this is interesting because Corby here is a vegetarian and basically a member of PETA. You know the group PETA, that ridiculous group?
They throw paint on fur coats.
They throw paint on fur coats and everything.
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Any animal should be killed ever.
I'm the guy hiding in the bushes shooting you as you're shooting the animal.
Right, because Corby loves animals so much he'll kill a human being.
Wow.
So, wait, Corby, I want to know your opinion on this. He hunts. Do you have a problem with hunters?
No.
Okay, now you don't.
There's too many deer, right? They need
to control the
population.
You're the guy that you're going down the tollway, and you're going about 70, and a dog's crossing the road, and you got cars on each side, and you'll swerve to miss the dog.
Exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take out like 30 people before that dog dies.
A nice pileup.
Huh? Yeah.
He's being honest. He will do that.
Oh, that's...
We've had the discussion before. If push comes to shove, and a dog is crossing... My dog is crossing... Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Okay. We'll ask you this. If your dog is crossing the street, okay, I'm sure you love your dog. You have any kids or anything?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I asked that. But your dog's crossing the street.
Because sometimes people without kids treat their dog as a kid.
If your dog's crossing the street and a homeless guy is crossing the street, and you have to make the decision, who are you going to hit?
Whoa, go back again.
All right, listen to me.
You cannot avoid a collision.
Yeah,
you gotta hit one or the other. You either gotta take out your dog with your car,
or you hit the homeless guy. No, I'm taking out the dog.
Right, that's the correct answer.
I'm not running over a human being.
That's the crazy.
He didn't have a home. Your dog at least has a home.
It gets more complicated.
Is he suffering? The old man, the old homeless man suffering?
But he wants to live.
But odds are he'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's information that...
But how do you know?
Just roll with us, Dan.
It comes up on your navigation system, and then he's going to die in like 2 days.
All right, we know he's dying in 2 days, okay. But he doesn't want to die,
correct? He doesn't want to die.
He has AIDS just seeping out of his nose.
Yeah, you can see a little trickle of AIDS coming out of his nose. What do you do? Which do you hit?
I'm hitting the dog, man. He wants to live.
That's exactly right. That's a Dallas Cowboy for you. He's correct.
Is he?
Yes, he's correct, Corby. The guy's
going to die anyway.
You don't kill a human
being.
His
kid's going to be so tore up. She wouldn't be tore up if he killed the homeless guy, but the dog?
It's a dog.
Killed the family dog.
All right, it's 11:49 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll come back with Dan Campbell of the Dallas Cowboys next.
Oh... And there's
did he leave?
Dan Campbell with the rant.
That's so good.
I don't know. That's all that the audio has. So,
because he's like, whoa, wait, Becca.
I must have misheard somehow.
Wait, how do we know he's gonna die?
Just roll with it, Dan. God, it's so great. God.
That's incredible.
I know.
Man.
I know. I remember it kind of. Do you have any recollection
of
that?
No, not whatsoever. But that is the power of the rant and Gordon to get someone who at first is hesitant to, by the end, just rolling with anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he was expecting to answer questions like, how's the team looking?
Right.
And who could have said
that? How's your off-season workouts?
Yeah. You in shape?
Yeah.
Someday he would be the NFL coach of the year.
I just keep thinking of that. Like, has anybody in Detroit asked him about that in the last couple of years? God, I would love to get that audio. Well, you know what? Send that to him.
Yeah, okay.
I think he would laugh his ass off if he heard that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right, well, there is some Friday fun.
That was fun.
It was so fun.
So fun.